This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And you know the rest of it by heart. I found this about Psalm 23. Even pagans are familiar with Psalm 23. If there's one scripture that people who don't know anything about the Bible can quote, it's Psalm 23. They can say a couple of verses out of that psalm. So we begin a series, not going through every psalm. Did you know there's 150 chapters in Psalms? If I preach through a chapter a week, we'd be here for 3 years preaching through this book. I'm not going to do that, but we're going to highlight for a few months some of the great psalms out of the book of Psalms. Who is your shepherd? Let's begin with Psalm 1. It's a great place to begin. And while you're turning there, I want to tell you why this psalm is so important to me personally. Some people would say, maybe you shouldn't share this, but I'm going to share it anyway. I'm going to try to disguise it a little. I have an extended family member. I'll just identify him that way. Not in my immediate family, but an extended family member who struggled tremendously with an addiction to alcohol. So much so that he lost his house, he lost his job, he lost his career. I mean, everything went down the tubes. He lost his car, he lost his family. And when he hit bottom, this extended family member of mine that I won't even name came to my dad and said, I need you to help me. I will do anything you tell me to do. I will meet with you. Whatever you want me to do, I will do. And this is interesting about, it says something about my dad in that my dad said, we'll not only meet every Tuesday at a local restaurant, but part of the meeting will be this. I'm going to ask you to memorize a chapter of the Bible every week. And this extended family member looked at my dad and said, I can't even remember my social security number. Sometimes I can't even remember my address. I can't remember this. I can't remember my employee number. I can't remember a lot of things. And you're asking me to memorize a chapter of the Bible every week? And my dad said, yeah, that's how much I believe in. And he said, I want you to go to your 12-step program. I want you to go to your counseling, whatever you're going to. But weekly, this is what you're going to do as a part of our meeting on Tuesday afternoons. You're going to memorize a chapter of the Bible, and he said, here's your first assignment, Psalm 1. So every time I read this, I get choked up because this is what he came back the following Tuesday, and a guy who couldn't even remember his social security number from memory says this, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The way of the wicked will perish. This family member that I identified earlier was so encouraged by the fact that he memorized those 6 verses. That he told my dad, he said, next week I'm going to memorize James, the first chapter, 27 verses. And I asked my dad, did he do it? He said, perfectly. The guy who couldn't remember his social, the guy that couldn't remember his address, who couldn't remember his phone number, was able to remember the Word of God.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.